The interior is coming off a weekend during which Fairbanks and several other locations had low temperatures in excess of 50 below zero. National Weather Service meteorologist Corey Bogel says Galena had the coldest official reading.
They had a low of 65 below, which was quite impressive. They have records that go back into the 1930s, and their all-time record low was 70 below. That was back in the 89 cold snap. So that low of 65 below ranked as their third lowest temperature on record.
There's some relief in the forecast. Things begin moderating this morning with 32-40 below readings in Fairbanks as clouds and light snow moved in. Bogel says the longer range forecast is also encouraging.
There's a deep low in the North Pacific that's going to lift up into the northern Gulf of Alaska Wednesday and up towards the Anchorage area on Thursday. And that will bring with it a much milder air mass up to our area for late in the week.
Bogel says there may be a day or two as a cool down as the low moves out, but the extended forecast generally calls for milder air over the interior next week. He says the trend will be complemented by the sun.
Now that we're at the end of January, we have well over 6 hours of daylight, and we're gaining 7 minutes a day, and the sun angle is now up to about 8 degrees above the horizon and continuing to get higher in the sky with each passing day. So it gets harder as we get into February to sustain the real low temperatures, especially during the day.
The interior is ready to say goodbye to January, which will be one of the top 10 coldest in Fairbanks' recorded weather history. Bogel says there have been 16 days this month when the temperatures dipped to 40 below or colder. That's only surpassed by 4 other months in Fairbanks' history.